Alt NPR.
The following is an installment of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Dear IRS, the following is an audio file of my 2005 federal individual tax return. I am using this audio file method even though I could not find it on the official IRS.gov website, but surely it's an option. I imagine a popular one, being that so many American men and women have had their arms and hands blown off this past year while serving in Iraq. And while I commend you for providing such a useful service to our combat veterans who lack the physical capacity to fill out a tax return, I am also a bit peeved at how impossible it was for a civilian like myself to locate said service. Which is why I am improvising my own version of the 2005 federal audio filing. I trust this will not be a problem. In fact, the way I see it, there's an obvious loophole. For while I did not serve overseas in the war on terror, or on the ground for that matter, I am suffering combat fatigue and post-traumatic stress syndrome from said war. Yes, it's been a rough year. Half-wits in the White House insisting that the flowers of democracy are soon to be in full desert bloom, all the while Iraq steadily descends into civil war. But anyways, let's get started. Filing status: single, solitary, alone. Obviously, my singular status means that I will be writing off my 6-year relationship, which came to a crashing end this past year. And yes, while I was the one who left, it by no means dampens the pain, anger, guilt, remorse, frustration, regret, shame, humiliation, and ignominy I'm now left with. In fact, the only comfort I take is that I get to write it all off, along with all the love, companionship, affection, care, and camaraderie I no longer possess. I don't want to bore you with the details, but 6 years is a long time. More than enough time to build up a collective history, a library of shared experiences, a foundation of common cause, a familiarity that bred not just contempt, but compassion and understanding as well. But at least I can write it all off. It's good to know that 6 years of my life, and for that matter, 6 years of her life, 12 years total. Yes, it's extremely gratifying to know that rather than being totally wasted, these 12 years can instead be written off. With a single stroke, move from one side of the balance sheet to the other. So, with that sorted out, let's move on to my deductions. There are quite a lot of them. First of all, the nature of my work requires a certain mental toughness, but the depression and the despair of this past year, see above under write-off, left me, for the most part, totally incapacitated. Much effort and capital was thus expended in the hope of achieving some basic mental functioning. Thousands and thousands of dollars were spent on intoxicants and women, in many instances, double bills. Of course, nothing from either of these categories ever helped, which is why I believe they meet the necessary requirements to be considered allowable deductions. Failed business expenses. I will agree that the numbers in the intoxicant column do make it seem that I was f***ed up in excess of 365 fiscal calendar days, but understand that yours truly was living it up on the top shelf. Sure, there was an occasional 12-pack of Bud Light or a bottle of Old Crow, but for the most part, it was cases and cases of Kettle One, Knob Creek, and Chateau Margaux. A 3-day bender done up in this style is equivalent to about a 15-day bender in cheap booze dollars. There were also other types of intoxicants consumed over the past fiscal year. I've listed them in the appropriate other category and used their estimated street value to calculate the total cost. And while I understand that this deduction might seem controversial, let me assure you that it's all on the up and up. Or, as President Ronald Reagan once said in 1987 regarding his role in the Iran-Contra affair, "My heart and my best intentions tell me it's true, even if the facts and the evidence tell me it is not." The figure entered in on line C is the amount of money I blew during the last fiscal year on carousing. Obviously, the breakdown of my relationship freed me up to pursue other women, which I did with full gusto, mostly 23-year-olds, which are more expensive than the older models, but totally worth it. But in the end, a bevy of 23-year-old beauties turned out to be extremely taxing, mentally, physically, and financially, which is why the figure in column C is so high. However, the subtotal of lines A, B, and C make up only a portion of the total deduction that I am claiming in this audio file. The major expenses I've entered in on line D, these are the artistic expenditures, all the failed attempts at constructing my theory of everything. For example, the other day I was reading on a bench in Union Square Park. There was a woman sitting next to me. She was furiously taking notes in the margins of a book entitled Woman and the Marriage. And on the other side of me, a portly, sensitive fellow clutched a shoebox in which a dying baby bird faintly peeped out its final peeps. The man told me he rescued the bird from the street outside his Brooklyn apartment. He kept calling an animal rescue hotline and holding the phone into the box, shouting, "Can't you hear that? Can't you at least tell me what I'm supposed to do?" It was a powerful moment, one ripe with connections and purpose. But was I able to transport this drama into my radio program? No, I was not. Obviously, a deduction. And this was by no means an isolated incident. During the past year, I witnessed and recorded many, many amazing things. From all over the world. China, the Caribbean, Eastern Europe, Africa. At a bar in Beijing, I spent hours recording Andre, a Russian in the import-export business. A boisterous loudmouth who endlessly professed his distaste for the cuisine and women of China. And when pressed to explain then what exactly he was doing in the country, he answered with a shout, "I love to bargain." Then there was a night out on the town in Tunisia. A couple of local kids took my companions and I to a discotheque, angering the secret police who were charged with keeping us foreigners in town for the UN summit on freedom and information from fraternizing with local residents. When we left the discotheque, the police descended upon our taxis, looking for our guides. And this one guy I was with, this obnoxious New York DJ, oblivious to the danger our new friends were in, turns to me and asks in complete seriousness, "Is this because I'm black?" Then there was a midnight run from Almaty, Kazakhstan to Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, through snow-covered mountain passes with a driver whose only English consisted of the words danger and torture and the phrase, "If they want to, they will make body dumped in snowbank." I also took a road trip across our own glorious land. On this trip, my friend Gallup and I listened to and recorded hours and hours of religious radio, most of which was totally beyond the pale. We witnessed calls for the extermination of not only fornicators and homosexuals, but vegetarians and peaceniks who regularly distort the true message of Christ, the warrior king. Obviously, all of these experiences should have made it into the new and improved Theory of Everything radio show. And yet, not a single one of them did. Which is why I am taking them all as deductions. The sum total of my deductions suggests that I pretty much owe you nothing. In fact, it seems that you owe me everything. Which brings us to the final category of this audio filing. exemption. Obviously, I qualify for a full exemption. And while I am not disputing the fact that my mathematical formulas may stretch the imagination, surely they do less harm than the accounting methods employed by multi-billion-dollar corporations who regularly pay little to nothing, thanks to shady offshore tax shelters. There are no dubious shelters in this filing. In fact, the only shelter I have is made up of old blankets, a bicycle, and a couple hundred books. All seizable assets, to be sure, but in the end, nothing you could use. Although I am struck by the thought that if you took my bicycle to Iraq and drove it around in the desert distributing books and blankets, you would probably produce better results than what you're currently getting with your million-dollar Hummers and assault vehicles. But then again, it being my bicycle and my books and my blankets, I have to beg off. After all, you can surely find the money elsewhere. Perhaps from one of the hundreds of social programs now defunded, or perhaps you could borrow a little money from one of those flush faith-based initiatives. I leave that for you to figure out. After all, I'm exempt. Signed, sincerely, Benjamin Walker.
You've been listening to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Alt, alt, alt. Alt, alt, alt.